On episode 14 of Acoustic Tuesday, you're going to learn about an acoustic power trio that just became a quartet, find out about a Guitar Geek documentary, and learn how to flex your pinky biceps. I've also got a treasure chest sitting next to me here, and you're going to learn how to win a cornucopia of gear. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting Guitar Geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar Geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 14. I'm Tony Policastro from Tony's Acoustic Challenge. We're all about enriching our lives through music and having as much fun as possible with our acoustic guitars. But I am not alone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm here with none other than Sir Noah Jacob Smallwin Heckman Jr. the First, and Levi the flannel-wearing man with the technical plan, formerly known as DJ Levi Kuij.
Nice.
Yeah, I was trying to expand your name. I'm always trying to come up with some new things, new angles.
Much appreciated.
And I noticed that today I forgot the flannel.
No. Oh, yeah.
That is okay.
Yeah, you've got a blue and you got the blue black kind of pattern. Yeah. Levi's got this 4th of July type of flannel.
There's
on.
Some pink and some blues in there.
I did wear one. It's around here somewhere. But
I don't think you could call Levi's an actual red flannel.
Really? Yeah, you can't. You can't. Mine's green. It's on the couch over there. But that's besides the point. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 14, where I'm going to divulge my list of acoustic guitar geekiness. I've got five items for you, and we're doing a gear giveaway. And I'm going to tell you the rules and regulations and how to win some gear during this show. So sit tight. But before I dive into the geekiness that is the Acoustic Tuesday, I've got a trivia question for you. One that, I always say this, but I'm pretty excited.
This one's good. Yeah,
this is a good one.
I really like how you angled this one.
Yeah, I angled it well. I think I angled it well.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's your trivia question. Which of these acoustic guitar virtuosos played guitar for Prince during some shows in Australia? Was it Xavier Rudd, Sunga Jung, Andy McKee, or Tommy Emmanuel? Again, I'm looking for the guitar virtuoso that played with Prince on some of his Australian shows. Xavier Rudd, Sunga Jung, Andy McKee, or Tommy Emmanuel. Go ahead and ponder that while we discuss the Guitar Geek item list. The Guitar Geek list, starting with item number 5, which happens to be a pinky exercise. Now, this particular exercise that I released last week in video form is one that I think all guitar players would benefit from. So often our fretting hand, the pinky in particular, is just a weak little bugger. And this particular exercise really will strengthen your pinky, give it some added agility, give it some added confidence, give it some nimbleness, if you will. It's almost as if, pinky be nimble, pinky be quick. Pinky will jump over the candlestick.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. It was tough. I'm going to actually give you a quick example of this exercise, but if you want to check out the full exercise, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, check out the show notes, and you'll find a link directly to it. The exercise sounds like this. I know it's musically amazing, but to be honest with you, this particular exercise is going to help you out in a major, major, major way. And of course, again, to go find that exercise in its full form, in its full glory, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com and check out episode 14. It'll be there listed in the show notes. Winter's here in Bozeman, and winter's, every other place that has winter, I'm sure winter has arrived. It's in some shape or form. And that brings me to item number 4 on the Guitar Geek list for today, and that is Oasis humidifiers. Now, a couple episodes ago on Acoustic Tuesday, on episode 4, I featured Boveda humidipacks, which are great. They're awesome, very low maintenance, but definitely higher cost. And in previous shows, I've mentioned other forms of humidification. One of my favorites is the Dampit, which is much higher maintenance, much lower cost. So you've got two ends of the spectrum. Boveda, which is very low maintenance, high cost. The Dampit, which is very high maintenance, low cost. And then you have this middle ground. And that's what I would like to bring up. That's why I would like to bring up Oasis humidifiers. These humidifiers are mid-maintenance, mid-cost. So really directly in the middle. And they work like this. Essentially, it's a canister, a soft-shelled canister that contains humigels. And you're going to go ahead and put water in the canister, and that will hydrate the humigels, which then turns into a gel. So it doesn't really spill, but provides moisture and, of course, humidification, so your guitar can thrive in these winter months. Why I bring these particular humidifiers up is because they have two different options. They have a direct instrument guitar humidifier that sits in between the strings of your guitar, and then they also have a clip-on case humidifier. I've used these to much success, mostly the case humidifier. And what I love about them is that it lasts longer than a Dampit. It's a little bit less maintenance, and I can be assured that once that gel is formed, spillage is not going to happen. But quick disclaimer on these humidifiers. This is very, very important. I love these humidifiers, but there is kind of a secret tip that I want you to be aware of. You have to maintain these humidifiers, meaning you have to keep them hydrated. Okay, if they get too dry, the canister starts to kind of twist and shrink, and it can really, it kind of shrinks in on itself. And when this happens, and if it's dry enough, the membrane can actually develop little cracks and leakage can occur. So if you're going to consider one of these humidifiers, which I've used before to much success, again, make sure that you're maintaining these humidifiers. And all you have to do to maintain them is make sure that they're properly hydrated. Don't let them get too dry. And of course, if you're taking care of your guitar, going in and out of the case, you would see that if the humidifier is shrinking in any way, go ahead, it's time for a refill. So again, those are Oasis humidifiers. If you want to check those out, again, go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. There's going to be a link in the show notes for both the case and the guitar humidifier. Ah, I need to be humidified here. And just a moment, I'm gonna humidify myself.
Yeah, add some liquid there.
Thank you. I didn't want to get too dry. I've developed cracks in the membrane and things like that.
What are you drinking today, Tony?
I'm having a Bullet 10-Year, which is a fantastic bourbon. One of my favorites. Got a real sweet finish, and I like it quite a lot. What about yourselves? I noticed that you guys were humidifying as well.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what Levi poured, but yeah. I got. The Highland Park 12 Viking.
Whoa. Noah's going to have a beard by the end of the episode, apparently. Levi, what was your choice?
So I was going to do the Ardbeg 10.
Uh-huh.
But at the last minute, I went Highland Park 12.
Whoa.
Cheers, Noah.
Bearded brothers. So I want to share with you Acoustic Guitar Geek item number 3. Which is what I'm listening to this week. Now, this album came out back in, I want to say 2014, so it was a couple years ago. And it's by the artists Haas, Cowart, and Tice. That's the artist name. The artist, it's a power trio, acoustic power trio. The album is called You Got This, and it is acoustic Nirvana, if you will. Not like the band Nirvana, but it's acoustic amazingness. So you've got Brittany Haas, who plays fiddle extremely well and is a member of Crooked Still. You've got Paul Cowart, who plays bass like a madman of the Punch Brothers. And you've got Jordan Tice, amazing guitar player who's new to me. Those three came together to create this album. It's amazing. They are maniacs. And one of the tunes that I want to highlight off of this particular album is called Grandpa's Cheese Barn. Yes, it's off the album You Got This, Grandpa's Cheese Barn. Let's have a listen, and then I've got some more really cool information on this particular band.
Thank you.
right, so that was Haas, Cowart, and Theis. And I've got some really cool new information about them. They've just added another player, hence becoming a quartet. They just added Dominic Leslie to the mix, playing octave mandolin and mandolin, and now they are going under the name Hawktail, which I believe is based on their last name letters. I was trying to decode it as I just found out about it, but they're calling themselves Hawktail, and it sounds like a new album may be forthcoming in 2018, and of course, they'll probably hit the Bluegrass Festival circuit as well. So be aware of those fine, fine artists making amazing music. What I like to equate it to is when I first was getting into acoustic music, there was an album by Russ Barenberg, Edgar Meyer, and Jerry Douglas called Skip, Hop, and Wobble. It's a great album. This, to me, fits the same bill. It's just full of intricate melodies, virtuosity, and just awesome, catchy tunes that you don't want to stop listening. Literally, it can go on repeat. It's perfect for a dinner party. It's perfect for hanging out. It's perfect for acoustic guitar geekiness, which is Acoustic Tuesday. Now, I got to share with you guys. Oh, I forgot to mention this. A guitar maker from the land of cheese that he's coming up. An acoustic uprising that I want you to be a part of. And of course, I'm going to share with you details on how to win some killer acoustic gear. But first, Noah's got to fulfill his contractual obligation. Just kidding. He likes doing this, which is why his second middle name is Small Wins. We got to celebrate some small wins, Noah.
Let's do it.
All right.
About time. All right. Small wins for this week's edition of Acoustic Tuesday.
I never know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I know. True. I'm sorry.
That guy is so unpredictable.
He is a wild man. That's why he's got 17 names.
And growing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this name came up before with us, Tony. Jochen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jochen. His small win. My wife is recognizing that I made progress in my guitar playing.
That's outstanding.
And thank you guys for a great show and keeping me inspired.
Cheers. Fantastic.
Yes. A good cheers there. Ted R., his small win. Being left-handed has always been a bit of an acoustic challenge. See what I did there?
I see what you did.
That's what he said, not what I said.
Okay. Well, I see what you guys both did.
Yeah, yeah.
Good translation.
Finding the right guitar and then hearing that they don't produce it as a lefty is all too common. Then I discovered frets.com. I'm so glad you brought them up. After researching on the site, I learned how to replace the bridge and nut and have converted many guitars to lefty. Thanks again for sharing that.
Nice work.
Cool.
And Kieran here, small win. Thank you for inspiring me to play acoustic guitar. Got inspired.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, and there we go.
That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing your small wins, everybody. We do love celebrating small wins on the Acoustic Tuesday show. And if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, gosh, I have a small win that I want to share. I want to participate in the guitar geekness. Go to the episode on YouTube and in the comments below, type in hashtag small win and just go ahead and type your small win in. Maybe you got a new guitar. Maybe you got inspired. Maybe you found a new artist, went to a killer show, can finally bar an F chord, change your strings for the first time. Started humidifying your guitar after maybe letting that slip a little bit. Whatever the case may be, please share your small win with us. We love hearing them. We love reading them. And Noah does a darn good job of reading them, I gotta say.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
And
Can
I throw in one last one, a bonus?
I will take a bonus small win.
Okay, I gotta throw it in. So Ian's small win. He says, after last week's episode, I went home from work and jammed on my old Seagull S6 original for a while. My 5-year-old son, named Levi, came in after a few minutes with his ukulele.
Nice.
Asking to play with daddy. We had an awesome little jam session. Future musician in the making.
That is outstanding.
Okay, thank you.
I love that. That's fantastic. Little family jam, starting them young. Perfect.
Fam jam.
Guitar geek in the making.
And right?
Fam jam. Is that a...
Fam
ooh,
jam.
Ooh, hashtag fam jam?
There you go.
Hashtag fam. I don't know if you guys jam with your family. Can we try that?
Hey,
in the comments?
If that takes off, we'll see if it takes off in the comments.
Okay. Levi's giving me kind of a question mark look right now.
No, I love it.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
That's how I started playing was fam jam. Family jamming.
Actually, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
Noah, did you have a fam jam? You've been jamming with your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. And my son. One of them drums. One of them does the trumpet.
That's an eclectic band.
Yeah. It's an interesting little thing. Let me tell you.
Shall we dive back in, gentlemen?
I'm anxious. Right. What you got coming up? Let's go.
Well, we're talking about cheese curds. We're talking about dairy farmers. We're talking about cold Midwestern winters. We're talking about a good football team. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to football this year. Anyways, I'm talking about a guitar maker from the land of cheese, Wisconsin. Kaukauna, Wisconsin, to be exact. And I'm talking about Bruce and Matt Petros of Petros Guitars. These guys make really stunning, jaw-droppingly beautiful instruments, both in aesthetic and in tone. Both in sight and in tone?
I liked your first one.
You get the idea.
Aesthetic and in tone.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Visually stunning, sonically mind-blowing, really, truly amazing instruments. A lot of their instruments feature kind of like a Celtic theme. I've seen some more plainer instruments from them as well, but it seems like they're definitely going that Celtic direction. And I think there's a reason for that here in a second. I'll shed some light on that. But I have a little bit of a story with Petros Guitars. And when I was working in Chicago, I feel like every story starts with when I was working in Chicago.
Yeah.
I was working with a fella named Dale Peterson. Awesome. Really, truly awesome fingerstyle player, just a fantastic player who showed me a lot when I was first getting going. But he had a Petros guitar, and this thing looked, I mean, it was played in. The lacquer was all checked, the neck was super smooth, super comfortable, but the voice on this guitar was so rich and so lush, it will forever be burned in my memory. And it was a Petros guitar. It was a fingerstyle model. I believe it was a 12-fret fingerstyle model. I think it was a solid headstock, not the slotted headstock. Nonetheless, the sonic impact that it had on me was absolutely huge. So that was my first introduction to Petros guitars. Then I go looking at the site and I'm like, okay, wow, they offer a ton of different models. They have a guitar shop, like an accessory shop, that features some of that Celtic-infused imagery on accessories. And I'm talking like guitar building accessories. They have back strips, binding bridge pins with really cool Celtic designs on them, tuner buttons, inlay dots. You name it, they've got it there, and it definitely has a signature stamp. Some really beautifully crafted stuff. And on top of that, Bruce and Matt have developed this flexible purfling. And purfling is the kind of a, think of herringbone trim on a guitar. That's what I'm talking about when I'm in terms of purfling, where this purfling actually just flexes around curves instead of having to actually heat bend it. It's really cool stuff. I've seen a couple of videos out there. Nothing really goes into too much detail, but at least shows that it flexes. It's really stunning stuff, and you can go on their shop and learn more about that as well. And again, that's at Petros Guitars. But what would be me talking about guitars if you couldn't hear it? So I found a really cool clip of a Petros Tunnel 13 guitar, very special edition guitar, being played, and I want you to hear that. So let's have a listen right now. One example of some of the incredible work that they are capable of. Again, they're out of Kaukauna, Wisconsin, and you can find a link to their website, their shop, the whole deal at AcousticTuesdayShow.com in the show notes. It's all there. Now, I've still got this Guitar Geek documentary that I'm pretty sure you need to know about. Like, no joke, it's a serious thing that you need to be aware of. We got to talk about the guitar giveaway. I mean, the gear giveaway. Not that there's a guitar involved or anything.
Why would that be?
Yeah, just
involved?
Kidding. And Noah, I know people have been chatting about last week's episode, but I forgot. There was something I forgot already. I mentioned a treasure chest sitting right next to me. at the beginning of the episode, and can we check the mailbag real quick?
Let's
would you guys
it.
Be okay if I check the mailbag?
Nice. Levi, do you have that little thing ready to go for the mailbag?
right, actually, I will. Well, when you said treasure chest, I thought you were talking about all the stuff you're going to show that you're giving away.
Oh, well, that's next to me as well.
But it's really just a giant treasure chest.
It's a cornucopia of acoustic goodness.
Yeah, let's see what you have.
So out of the mailbag, so check this out. I love guitars. I love acoustic guitars. I love magazines. I love reading as much as I possibly can. I've mentioned the Fretboard Journal, stunning publication. But I just found this cool new, it's new to me, I should say, acoustic guitar magazine out of the UK called none other than Acoustic. So I just went out to the mailbox before we were filming today's show, and this was waiting for me. I cannot wait to dig in. Looks like there's a Larrivée parlor guitar review, a little feature on Jack Johnson, feature on David Rawlings. They're giving away ukes. I mean, this is also an acoustic guitar geek item that I'm very pumped about and came into the mail. So hence it's in the mailbag. Now,
how did you subscribe?
Did it come like that?
I subscribed online.
Maybe we should throw a link in to the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put a link in Acoustic Magazine at on AcousticTuesdayShow.com in the show notes. You'll be able to find that so you can subscribe if that's something that interests you. Were you going to say?
How was it delivered? You know how Fretboard Journal came in
the
cool box?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I threw out the packaging. It came in a plastic bag, so there was no water damage or anything, and it came in great condition, so all the way from the UK. Tightly sealed.
Fantastic.
So also in the mailbag, this one's really cool. So remember I said that the acoustic brotherhood between Matt from Eddie's Guitars and myself is growing? Well, TAC headquarters received a care package from Matt at Eddie's Guitars, and not only did Matt send us a very kind note thanking us for his inclusion in the show, but he also sent us some Eddie's Guitars shirts.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty pumped because he sent two larges and two mediums.
Yeah, the sizes.
And he just nailed it.
He
nailed
it.
Levi heard, he's like, a medium? Really?
I got mine. You see mine? Got mine.
And we're going to make these more part of the show here in a little bit. But is yours over on the couch?
It's not.
Okay.
I got to find out where it's at. But anyway.
So he sent that, but also, I mean, just strengthening the bond. Matt sent me, this is so cool, he sent me some beard oil. Because as you know, Matt has quite possibly the most impressive beard in acoustic guitar.
It's award-winning.
It is award-winning.
Yeah.
He won a competition. So he sent me some beard oil. He says he's tried them all, but I want to give a quick shout-out to the Roughneck Beard Company. And this is, of course, you can find them at roughneckbeardcompany.com. They make some oils. I have here a small batch, a handcrafted organic oil called the Crow's Nest, which smells outstanding. Actually, Levi used it on his beard.
Love it.
And I also have the innocuous oil, which they both, Matt, thank you. Really, truly, thank you. Great choices on the scents. And Levi's wife, she took a new liking to him when he came home the other night.
Really?
Yeah. No, I can't deny that. Yeah, just the scent was, you know, it was like a tractor beam.
So thank you, Matt. Thank you, Roughneck Beard Company. For those of you looking for beard oil, make sure to check them out, roughneckbeardcompany.com. I'm going to certainly go and stock up on some more oils once these are through.
You know, I just had an idea.
Yeah.
This seems to be a theme, receiving items in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably put our mailing address at acoustictuesdayshow.com.
I mean, I love checking the mailbag.
It is
when
fun.
It's empty. There's a part of me that dies. I mean,
not a little disappointed.
I mean, I'm not trying to be greedy or anything, but I love. I mean, the fact that we're able to feature comments and small wins and things allows us to connect, you know, through the digital realm.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get like handwritten stuff, like Susan sent us gin and pickles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Leo sent us chocolates. I know, Jeff. Of course.
The baubles.
These came from the mailbag.
Yeah.
That's right.
Prior to Acoustic Tuesday show, one of our members sent us Weeble Wobbles, because, it was one of the exercise names at Tony's Acoustic Challenge. And his gratitude he wanted to show through Weeble Wobbles. So we have, I think this is Willie, and I think this is Wendy. Wendy Weeble and Willie Weeble. Either way, they're my buds here, and they came from the mailbag as well. So we will put that address on the Acoustic Tuesday show. For those of you taking notes, it's 2335 Birdie Drive in Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Shameless plug for the mailbag. Well, but really, it's exciting. I mean, these cool stories develop. But I'm not trying to say everybody needs to send us stuff. I'm just saying it's fun. It's fun and exciting.
But he's also kind of saying
that. But I'm also kind of saying, you know, bourbon's totally welcome. I'm getting low. No. should we feature some comments, Noah?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm in a mood.
We got to dial
it's clear
in,
that I'm in
no,
a mood
we're
today.
We're all in a mood.
We
I'm
are.
Just like,
this has been a fun day.
It has.
So, Noah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Awesome.
The camera is on you.
All right. Let me start with a couple shouts. Those who tuned in last week, Lou, Tanner, Rick, Deborah, Gibson, Ted, Bob, Tony, the Smitty image,
ooh,
Rick,
like
Cheryl, John, Dr. Dave, and Ian, and of course others. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Cheers.
And on to some comments from last week's episode. Tanner has to say, hey guys, I'm 17 years old, and look forward to the show every Tuesday after school.
Cool.
I've been listening to John Moreland the past few weeks and really appreciate the suggestion.
Awesome.
I also ordered some string deodorant off Amazon and can't wait to try it out.
Killer. Thanks, Tanner.
John says, whoop, whoop. very happy that the podcast is now available. I can listen to that while coding.
Outstanding.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the awesome work.
Thank you, John.
And lastly for today, JB, he says, found Acoustic Tuesday a few weeks ago and have watched them all. Also, going through the Fretboard Wizard course, awesome. My guitar background is primarily classical, but I've recently had a renewed interest in acoustic guitar. Well, steel string acoustic, particularly folk and bluegrass fingerstyle.
Oh, nice.
Your channel, this show, and your course have really motivated me to dive into the acoustic world, and the community here is fantastic.
That is
cool. That is evidence that guitar geeks are truly uniting.
Right.
Which is the whole point of Acoustic Tuesday in the first place.
Mm-hmm. That's why I chose that one.
Awesome.
I mean, it's like quintessential.
No, your selection is outstanding. Thank you for leaving comments. We appreciate it and love to feature them. So if you have a comment about today's show, did you find something new? Or did you have a breakthrough, small win? Did you have a fam jam? Hashtag fam jam. Go ahead and leave that in the comments below. We'll try and feature your comment on the next episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Now let's dive back into the guitar geekiness, and it's culminating to item number one, which is a documentary that I've known about for a while, but I haven't been... I've known about it for a while. I've wanted to share it with you guys, but I couldn't get a clear idea of when it was going to be available. But I finally noticed on their website, which I've refreshed and checked numerous times, that the Acoustic Uprising documentary will come out on DVD and Blu-ray on December 11th. They just announced it, and I'm excited because this documentary features acoustic percussive fingerstyle guitarists of all, I mean, coming from all different backgrounds. And it really sheds light on the whole acoustic guitar fingerstyle movement, how popular it's become, all the diverse players, all the diverse approaches. Interviews with some stellar, stellar players, Antoine Dufour, Khaki King, Tommy Emmanuel, John Gomm, another fantastic fingerstyle player. Anyways, the trailer is something I've watched a couple of times, and I want you to see it if you haven't seen it. So we're going to go ahead and play that trailer right now so you can get a little bit of a sense of what this documentary is all about. So let's have a look.
The fundamental principle is to try and make as much noise as possible with one instrument.
We're not trying to just strum chords and sing, kind of. We're trying to have a complete piece of music on the steel string acoustic guitar.
With the acoustic, I am the band.
The acoustic guitar has found its way into almost every musical tradition in the world. It's a shapeshifter.
This is a little orchestra with the bass and the melody and the percussive elements.
The harmonics, which are really just like these light beams of sound, you know, just like flying up into the heavens.
We're seeing this huge explosion of everyone trying to explore the guitar. Because of certain pioneers in the guitar's past that we are now seeing this range that we never saw before.
It's a very haptic experience playing the guitar. It pulses against your chest, it breathes, the sound holds right over your heart.
So mark your calendars for December 11th. I know the trailer said it's coming in October, hence the reason I was kind of putting it off. There was a little bit of delay, but anyways, the date that I found most recent is December 11th. It's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. If that catches your interest at all, being a guitar geek, I feel like you might be even obligated to check it out. I'm super excited to check it out. I've watched the trailer, as I mentioned, probably a dozen times, and some of my favorite artists are in there, so be sure to check that out. Acoustic Uprising, a very cool documentary. Now, whew. Well, that's through the list, but we're not done yet. I mean, I still have, we got to deal with your trivia quiz. And speaking of marking your calendars, I've got some important details about a gear giveaway that we're doing that may or may not involve a guitar. I might have slipped, I don't know. But I'm gonna share those details with you in a second. But let's discuss the trivia question here, because there's a lot of information in this trivia question. So let me reread it for you. Which of these acoustic guitar virtuosos played guitar for Prince during some shows in Australia? And your choices were Xavier Rudd, Sunga Jung, Andy McKee, and Tommy Emmanuel. Now, interestingly enough, Tommy Emmanuel and Xavier Rudd are both from Australia, but they didn't play with Prince on these shows. Sunga Jung is an acoustic guitar virtuoso, amazing arrangements, but he didn't play with Prince in Australia either. It was Andy McKee. Andy McKee played with Prince in Australia. He was requested by Prince himself to come to Australia and play some shows. And also with that request came a request for him to wear a 50-foot cape, which he ended up not doing, which there's a whole interesting story behind that that is really awesome. And I've got some really cool insight on it that I might share a little bit later on down the road. But it was Andy McKee. Phenomenal fingerstyle guitarist. In fact, ironically enough, he's featured in that Acoustic Uprising documentary as well. So the answer was Andy McKee. If you answered that, you're correct. But if you answered the other ones, you were wrong on the question, but there's some killer artists in there. So if you want to dig deep, any of those four would be a great place to start. Okay, let's talk gear giveaway. Can we do that?
Let's do it.
I've been waiting. You've
given me this look. It's very intense. It's you're just kind of looking at me.
Can you feel it?
I can. It's freaking me out. So, as you may or may not know, Acoustic Tuesday just became available.
Available.
Yeah, available in an audio podcast. It's a tough string of words.
Yeah.
Acoustic Tuesday is now available in an audio podcast. I'm super pumped. People seem to be reacting quite well, but there's something that you need to do. Today is November 28th, and by midnight tonight, well, that's the deadline to enter into the gear giveaway contest that we're holding.
There you go again.
Yeah, I know. Now, how do you get in on this gear giveaway? Well, you need to leave a review for the Acoustic Tuesday podcast. You need to give us some stars, however many you feel we deserve, or however much you like the show, and you need to write a review. And to do that, all you have to do is go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click the link in the top, which says subscribe to the Acoustic Tuesday podcast. And once you're there, click on ratings and reviews, and you go ahead and write a review for us. And this is crucial. If you do that by midnight tonight, you'll be entered in to win some serious prizes. What are those prizes? Well, I'll tell you. But actually, I'm just going to show you. It's part of the treasure chest down here. We are giving away not one, not two, not five, not six, not eight, not nine, not 10, but 12 sets of Santa Cruz parabolic tension strings, both in low and mid tension. And all you have to do is leave a review for the Acoustic Tuesday podcast to get entered into the giveaway. But that's not all. That's not all. We're going to give away a Mesa Boogie Rosette DI,
ooh,
something that is in my personal library, something that I absolutely love, something that I've reviewed in the past and really, truly love it. We're going to give one of these bad boys away just for leaving a review on the Acoustic Tuesday podcast. I'm not done. I know you guys think I'm done. I know you guys think that's a lot. That's 13 prizes already.
Dang.
Wow.
That's impressive. It's impressive.
There's more.
We're going to give away a Close carbon fiber travel guitar, which I've also reviewed in the past, which is great for anybody traveling, anybody going hiking, anybody flying, anybody snorkeling, anybody paddling a canoe.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this guitar can really put up a fight against all sorts of conditions. It's conveniently located, conveniently manufactured in a travel package, travel size.
Yes.
It's kind of like a fun-sized candy bar, basically, is what I'm going for. We're giving one of these away just for leaving a review for the Acoustic Tuesday podcast. I'm not done. It's not over. We're also going to give away a lifetime membership to Tony's Acoustic Challenge, which I'm super pumped about. I mean, that's like a $600 deal.
Yeah. We're
going to give one of those away just for leaving a review on the Acoustic Tuesday podcast.
I love welcoming lifetimers.
So bottom line, you really need to leave a review for the Acoustic Tuesday podcast.
The odds are pretty good. Like, you know, how's that looking?
The odds are really good because as of right now, well, there's 35 reviews. So that's what I say. So there's 12 sets of strings, one DI, that brings it to 13, a guitar, 14, a lifetime membership, 15 prizes. There's 15 prizes you could potentially win and 35 reviews.
Those are good odds.
Those are real good odds. Yeah. I mean, as of right now, those are good odds. And the important part is that you have until midnight tonight to get in there and leave a review. So, I mean, if you time this right, as in do it right now, you're going to have really good odds to win one of these prizes. And I love giving stuff away. My lifelong dream has been to be a game show host. This is as close as I can.
It's pretty close.
I'm excited.
Need a wheel of, like, a wheel of meat.
Yeah.
A meat raffle wheel.
That's a Midwestern. For those of you who don't know what that is, Levi has this infatuation with Midwestern culture, and he's found out about meat raffles. And
hot dish, meat
he's
raffles.
He's like, we got to do some sort of casserole hot dish meat raffle.
Speaking of being a game show host,
yes,
that's what it made me think of. So, yeah, sorry.
Good connection. Noah's just sitting quiet. He's like, whatever. Okay, well, that wraps up episode 14 of Acoustic Tuesday. Remember, you have until tonight at midnight.
What
happened?
What did we forget?
I actually have some reviews from the podcast that I could share.
What? Okay, please.
I have them pulled up right now.
I think you should share them.
Go for it, Noah.
All right.
I thought they were ready.
Yes. Sorry. So, Chris has to say, the Acoustic Tuesday show from Tony, Levi, and Noah at TAC is a lighthearted 30-minute show published every Tuesday morning. Tony runs down his top 5 items for the week, giving students and viewers some inspiration for the week. You will laugh, you will cry, you will pick up your guitar and play.
I love that.
Awesome. Now, these are all from the reviews that have already been left. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. On the iTunes podcast? Okay.
That's not the show description, although it could be.
All right. I. Watkins says, I'm a longtime listener to Tony Policastro. His guitar reviews are amazing, and his teaching videos are wonderful and practical. I've been known to listen to his reviews over and over again. His studio albums are also amazing if you enjoy acoustic solo guitar. I want to interject here, by the way, that you had nothing to do with these. I'm choosing these.
This is kind of humbling. Thank you very much.
This podcast is just as wonderful as his other forms of guitar geekiness videos. I love hearing the tips and wisdom that Tony, Levi, and Noah give throughout the show. The top 5 guitar geek picks. You're not the only one having trouble speaking. Yeah. Tony has a knack. Tony, I see now. Tony has a knack for finding really cool music gear, resources, and randomness, like guitar deodorant. Mm. The content otherwise is simply enjoyable and uplifting. I love that the team celebrates small wins from listeners.
Awesome.
Please don't stop doing that. If you are a guitar player and are thinking about listening, stop what you are doing and binge listen. Just do it, and you'll thank me later. All right, and I got one more here. Duff182 has to say, I actually haven't played acoustic guitar in over 2 years. Somehow or another, YouTube recommended some of Tony's videos, and then I found out about Acoustic Tuesday show, and I loved it. And show by show, I'm becoming a guitar geek. Keep up the great show.
Another awesome example of guitar geeks uniting.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Thank you, Noah.
Very cool.
You're welcome.
And thank you for those of you who have left a review so far. Remember, you have until tonight at midnight to leave a review to be entered into the gear giveaway where we're giving away 15 prizes. There's currently only 35 reviews, so by my calculations, that's really good. That's what the calculator says. Really good odds. So please leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. We would greatly appreciate it because it helps form the direction of the show going forward. And of course, we will announce the winners on episode 15 of Acoustic Tuesday, which airs on December 5th. That wraps up Acoustic Tuesday episode 14 officially. Let's have a quick peek into next week. What are we going to geek out on next week? Well, you're going to get the edge on guitar repair. You're going to learn exactly who she is with. I know that's a little ambiguous, but you'll find out. And, you're going to find out if you win some gear. So make sure to tune in next week to episode 15. You can catch Acoustic Tuesday via audio podcast. It airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Sorry, I almost confused myself. And, of course, you can watch it on YouTube as well. For any of the details on what I spoke about today, please go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. From there, you can subscribe to the podcast. You can watch any episode you want. You can binge watch. You can catch the show notes. Get links to all the guitar geekiness. It's all there. AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Check it out. And from all of us here at TAC headquarters, holy smokes, I'm on a roll today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. We appreciate it. And cheers to the most guitar geekiest week you can possibly have. Cheers, and I'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday.